Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says America's founding fathers would be rolling in their graves. Find out why. It's Tuesday, February 21st, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Today, we'll look at a Dallas judge facing impeachment over her ruling in a controversial custody fight. But first up, a massive child porn ring has been uncovered in North Texas. A multi-agency investigation lasted a month with arrests happening over the last several days. Local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies rescued 28 children. So far, more than 80 criminal charges have been filed against 59 adults. Among those arrested are paramedics, firefighters, teachers, and at least one nurse. By now, everyone's aware House Speaker Dade Phelan didn't listen to conservative activists and Republican officials when he decided to again appoint Democrats to chair policy committees in the GOP-dominated Texas House. Over at TexasScorecard.com, Daryl Frost looks at Houston Democrat Harold Dutton, who's been tasked with chairing the House Committee on Juvenile Justice and Family Issues. Dutton was among the Democrats who busted the House's quorum in 2021 by absconding to Washington, D.C. as part of an effort to delay consideration of election security legislation. He had pulled that same stunt back in 2003 in a vain attempt to block redistricting maps from being considered. On juvenile justice issues, among other things, Harold Dutton's worked for years to reclassify 17-year-olds as juveniles rather than as adults when they commit crimes. After issuing a ruling last year paving the way for the gender mutilation of a young boy, a state district judge is now the object of an impeachment push in the Texas House. Dallas County Democrat Mary Brown sits on the 301st Judicial District bench. Last year, Judge Brown issued a ruling in the long-running controversy that has seen a woman trying to swap the gender of one of the boys in her custody. The boy's father has been fighting those efforts just after the two adults divorced. Ann Georgilis claims the boy, James, wants to be a girl called Luna. The father, Jeff Younger, says the ex-wife has imposed that belief on the boy. Georgilis asked the court for permission to move to California, which recently passed laws making it easier for gender mutilation surgeries to be performed on minors. Younger objected, and Judge Brown ruled in Georgilis's favor. Enter Republican State Representative Brian Slayton of Roy City, who's brought forward articles of impeachment against Judge Brown. If Brown is impeached by the House and convicted by the Senate, she'd lose her judicial post. The impeachment articles have not yet been assigned to a committee for debate by the House Speaker. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a new lawsuit against President Joe Biden. This time over the massive $1.7 trillion spending bill Biden signed into law. At issue, says Paxton, is the fact the measure wasn't passed in a constitutional fashion. The U.S. Constitution requires that a quorum of members of the U.S. House of Representatives be physically present in the chamber for them to conduct business. But when the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2023 was voted on in December, only 201 members of the House were actually present. That is, far below the threshold for action. Paxton said the nation's founding fathers would be rolling over in their graves over former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's disregard for the Constitution. Worse, he says, is that Biden should have known the law was unconstitutional since he spent 50 years in Washington. Among other things, the spending package created a pilot program in which illegal aliens who otherwise would have been detained are instead released into the countryside. You can get the details on this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary in real time at TexasScorecard.com. The articles were originally reported by Sully Rice, Emily Wilkerson, and Daryl Frost. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.